Everybody, and welcome to the Deem Stream. I'm Jay. Just for you guys to know, we're going to have an exciting interview with Wild One today. We're going to be asking him all sorts of questions about his niche. Oh, and he's hosting us right now. We're gonna let that hosting thing run through real quick. Oh, dear. There we go. Okay, sorry about that, guys. I forget how loud that thing is. Welcome the Wild One. We're gonna be getting to know his niche, how he got into streaming, and what advice he might have for aspiring streamers today. But a quick social speedia spew. You can find us at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Castbox, YouTube, and Twitch at the Deem Stream. The Deem, D-I-E-H-M, or if you think about it like die, stream. So you can find us there, or you can find me at Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at jdeem, J-A-Y, and then Deem. So you can check us there, but today we are going to be joined by the super excellent, the Wild One. How are you doing today, sir? How are you? Not too much. It's a nice, cool night here, and I'm over in Iowa. We're just kind of having a nice little mellow, cool night tonight. Like, it was a little hot over Easter. How was your Easter, by the way?
It was good. Pretty mellow. Didn't do a whole lot.
All right.
It's already hot.
It's hot?
Yeah, it was almost 90 degrees. We're looking at about 100 on Friday.
Oh. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we kind of hit, like, I think 75, maybe 80, and we were like, ooh. Getting toasty.
That's what I get for living in the desert.
Yeah, that'll happen. So Wild One, what do you prefer to be called? Wild One?
Just Wild. Wild. Usually that was my original screen name on Xbox.
Okay.
And someone stole it, and then I couldn't remember the password, and I couldn't recover it, so I just had to come up with something else. So then I did the One. And it's been like that ever since. But yeah, I always go by Wild. All my characters in like World of Warcraft and anything where I can create a character is usually just Wild.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so it hung over. I like to ask people how they got their name and stuff. What is it? Did you just? I mean, have you always been called Wild One? Like, have you just been the crazy one of the bunch?
I misspelled the word while, and I hit D instead of E, and I was like, oh, that's cool. I'll just leave it.
Oh, okay. Well, wait a minute. So were you going to be Wild One?
I was just type. I was actually programming a web page, and I was typing the word while, and I saw it with a D, and I was like, oh, that actually looks pretty cool. Wild. That'll be my name.
It's pretty unique, and like it's not hard to remember either.
No.
My paranoia for some reason had me fully believing that you had like a number in there. And so I was like, I'm spelling it wrong, like, every time. But you actually have, just it's a straight, it's just Wild One, which is
the
super
only,
easy.
The only difference is it has the H. And I always get the people going, like, Cool Whip and Wild One.
I had that joke running through my head, but I was like, I'm going to be classy and not make it.
I'm being classy and I'm drinking it. Hope you don't.
I don't mind at all. I'm over the
legal age.
There you go. This is, I mean, this stream is essentially, I do put it as explicit, so, you know, be as adult as you want.
Don't do that. I have been banned from Twitch, so.
Oh, really?
don't give me so much free reign.
Ooh, game overs. Welcome to the Deem stream. How are you doing?
What up, game over? That's my buddy.
All right. So yeah, okay, now you started the story. How did you get banned from Twitch?
All right, we're going to go through this. So I raided somebody, and I did not end stream after I raided them. So I was still live, and I did adult things thinking my stream was done.
You know what? You're not the first person I've heard of that's actually done that. Like, I personally know someone who was like, whoops.
Yeah. Like, that alert saying you've been disconnected and your stream key is no longer valid.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Christopher Goodrich, welcome in. Christopher's a regular. He's been following the podcast since it was like, I mean, we've gone through three different names now. So he's kind of followed us all the way across. It's been a wild ride. But nice. That's so funny. I've definitely heard of a friend. Yeah. He's had that issue before. I've had other friends actually, I don't know if they still do this, but he got banned for falling asleep. They got mad at him. Hello, Dink. Welcome to the Deem stream. How are you doing? How are you guys doing? Just so you guys know, just a quick reminder, if you guys have any questions, so this is going to be just kind of a questionnaire today. Just let us know if there's something that you don't know about Wild. Let us know what you want to know, and hopefully we'll be able to answer that. We've already gone as far as finding out how he got banned from Twitch once. How'd you get it back? Did you have to restart or?
No, it was only a 24-hour ban, and the 24 hours was a day that I didn't stream anyway. So it didn't actually affect my streaming at all. Hey, Savvy.
Savvy Samurai, welcome. Welcome to the Deem stream. So, okay, let's get into some of the questions here. One of my big questions I always like to ask people is like, how did you get into Twitch specifically?
I don't know. I watched Twitch for a long time prior to doing it myself, and I only watched a couple people, and one of them was Tim the Tap Man, because I was a huge Overwatch fan, or still am. But I used to watch him specifically because he was just a lot of fun to watch and everything like that, and I don't watch him as much as he plays Fortnite. Sorry, internet. But I loved watching him, and I was like, man, ever since I was like high school, I've always wanted to be an entertainer or a comedian or an actor, whatever. But most people don't know this. I'm very, very shy, and I don't ever see myself doing it in front of like a live audience. It just terrifies the shit out of me. But doing it in my room away from people, I don't know. I just feel way more comfortable, and it's an outlet for me to actually do what I've always wanted to do without having that stage fright of being in front of people.
So you'd say you probably don't feel that then when you first hit that go live button, you don't get any of that anxiety of like, there's people watching.
No, I don't. And I know they are, but it just like, I don't see those eyes on me. So like, I'm much more relaxed. And especially since I can have some drinks and kind of loosen up a little bit. And I still drink, but not as much as like when I first started, it was just like balls to the wall. I'd get hammered. But now that I'm more used to it, I'm slowed down and I still have like,
So how long ago did you start streaming? Like how long have you been streaming for?
July 2017. So coming up on 2 years.
Coming up on 2 years. That's awesome. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you've got a good amount of the morph suit. What is that?
That's this spandex suit that fits very tight on my fat body.
Oh, okay. I've actually had someone came up with a joke about like how I needed to be a little more politically correct, and I came out wearing just my green screen over my head, and I'm like, how's this?
Yeah, I used it recently to make a video where it looks like I was being burned, so I was just wearing it and I pulled my head out of it.
Oh, that's cool. That's super cool. So you mentioned a little bit ago you were designing like a web page at one point. Do you have like a design background?
No.
Oh, okay.
I That was 2001, I think. I really enjoyed doing it as a hobby, and I thought I'd go to school for that. So I did, and I passed, and then I was like, I don't want to. Same thing with, like, 3D animation. I went to a 3D animation, did that for a while, and then I was like, nah.
Holy cow. Those are good skills to carry over to Twitch, though. Like, I don't know if I could use them regularly enough for a career, but I use random tutorials I've learned in those fields a lot, and I'm very minor. I'm easily impressed too. You whipped out that advertisement thing for the stream, and I was like, can I have that?
Oh yeah, yeah, the little flyer. Yeah, it just something for advertising, man. I like whipping together graphics, and I do that for a lot of my streamer friends. I'll make little shitty emotes or crappy overlays or pieces of scenes, and I piece together stuff like that. Man, I just like I don't advertise, I don't charge or anything. I just kind of do that in my free time because I want to help them.
It looked fantastic. So thank you so much for that. I am definitely gonna be using that. Everything like translated really well from the Photoshop file over to GIMP.
That's good.
Super, super well, except for the text. I just have to redo the text, which isn't, I mean, that's pretty simple, but I actually,
yeah, that wasn't a standard Windows file or Windows font. So if you would have had that, it would just make memes. Okay. I do make memes to make fun of my friends. I do. Alcoholic choice. Right now I'm drinking a beer, but I love just drinking like whiskey on the rocks, scotch, stuff like that. I don't do mixed drinks too much, unless I'm having like a margarita.
I'm a Bloody Mary guy. I like snacks with my drinks.
Yeah, I like a good Bloody Mary for breakfast.
Yeah, it works out really well.
Chew my booze.
I'll drink a Bloody Mary at any point. I had a bartender look at me and she goes, I don't trust anyone who would drink a Bloody Mary at night. And I go, do I look like the type of guy that doesn't get snacks with my drinks? And she's just like, all right, touche. And I was like, yeah, thank you.
I love a good piece of bacon in my Bloody Mary.
Had this whole thing about it where I was like, my favorite so far is beef stick, cheese stick, pickle spear. I'm good. Like that's all that I need. I'm a big dude though, so I eat a lot.
Yeah, I had a big fucking Whataburger right before this, so I'm feeling pretty good.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah, I grilled up some chicken. My wife's a personal trainer, so she's like, yeah, we gotta make healthy food. So I grilled up some chicken, we called it good.
Perfect.
So Coin Deadly, Colin? Deadly. I'm just going to call you Deadly.
What we call him? That or Snap?
What was that?
We call him Deadly or Ginger Snap?
Ginger Snap. Ginger Snap. Well, welcome to Team Deem. Thank you for joining us here on Team Deem. Fuck, he says. God damn it. That's going to carry over. That's going to carry over. And then you just see unfollow. Like,
oh, yeah. He probably unfollowed me before we even started this.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. So let's talk about it was about 2 years ago. Probably Amazon had probably bought Twitch by then, right?
They did, but the affiliate program was not in place when I started.
Yeah, this was one of those things where I started like a while ago. And it was just before Fallout, it was right when Fallout 4 was announced, because I started playing Fallout 3 at that point, and I got tons of viewers just because people were pumped about Fallout 4, and I'd gained a lot of traction, and then I left because I had gone through a few jobs and stuff, and when I came back, this thing called the affiliate program came back, and I'm like, what? What? Yeah. And then I found out that it's not actually that easy to get, it's not as easy to get as it used to be, you know? It took some effort.
Now I think is fairly easy. I see a lot of people get it within a week or whatever the minimum amount of time is. They just get it, because now there's I didn't even have Discord when I started streaming. I didn't know anything about it. I had just started my Twitter. I didn't know anything about Twitter. I didn't know anything about Discord, anything like that. So I was almost at 100 followers before I hit my free average.
Oh wow!
Because I don't know. But I am learning.
Yeah, you just kind of learn every day. All right, game overs. Thank you so much for dropping in.
Later, dude.
You guys have a great day. I started a while ago, but you know, you've got a good 2 years under your belt. What kind of challenges have you run into?
Challenges?
Yeah, I mean,
just learning it. Everything you can learn from everything and anyone. YouTube, watching other streamers, just getting ideas, not like flat out ripping people off or whatever, but getting inspired and seeing how certain people do things a certain way and just like, oh yeah, okay, I see how that works. And how can I make this unique to me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of find your voice a little bit, learning from other people. And that's kind of one of the things that I've noticed a little bit about the Twitch community is there are people who are very like willing to share their experiences. You know, you've got a lot of how-to streamers out there, but they're like, they're not like, this is the formula. They're like, this is what worked for me. You know, how does it work for you now? Right. Which is really, really cool. And I, ironically, I think one of the first, like how-to streams or not how-to streams, but like one of the first, like, this is how I do things video, I think was Tim the Tap Man. Like, I think he popped up and I was watching a video from him and I was like, what? Who is this guy?
Yeah, he has a really good one that I have in my Discord and like stream help that anyone starting out always pointed to that video.
Yeah. So what's it like? You know what? We should talk Discord because that's one of my big weaknesses. What's it like building a Discord?
I will tell you once I figure it out. I honestly don't know. I was in like 50 of them and I just started dropping them because you cannot dedicate that kind of time to Discord. I think you need to find group like communities or groups of people that you really click with and stick with those and have meaningful conversations in them, which I'm not good at. I am not good at Discord. I have a Discord. I have these fine people here that showed up and they come to my streams and we hang out in my Discord and we just basically talk shit on each other.
I think that's the biggest challenge that I have is being social in Discord, and I'll pop in from time to time on mine and be like, how's it going? And people be like, good. And then it'll be about that. Like I put up some videos and stuff cause I've got people that I like to watch. And if they have good advice, I'll pop it up in there. Or, you know, I need to do like a dad jokes, like thread or something. Cause we have, that's one of our things is dad jokes.
Yeah.
I have one guy who just comes in and that's all he does is talk dad jokes. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, it's perfect. So. Anything that can get people talking in it. The channel for that on mine that I had to get rid of was, it was a porn channel. But I got rid of that to be a little more professional. But I had bots in there and you just put commands in and it would just give you a random GIF. And it was like, yeah. And that's really the only reason Ginger Snap ever came to my Discord. He didn't even show up anymore.
He doesn't show up anymore because of the porn. No porn.
I got rid of it and he's gone.
I'm done. There's not enough porn in here. You goddamn right, he says.
Yeah, see. I haven't seen him since. It's been almost 8 months.
Oh my God. Oh, he's gonna come out looking starved, just terrible blue balls. That's gonna be awful.
But yeah, just like we still have like a meme thing where you put some funny shit in there and gaming news, and if there's like deals on games, you can share that with the community and try to get people involved with news for games or anything related to your stream and stuff like that.
Okay. So
I'm leaving.
Chris is out. He's just leaving my bushes. He always jokes about hiding in my bushes outside because he only lives like 15 minutes away from me. Like he's just down the road. Let's talk about gaming. I think I caught you playing Overwatch last time. Is that your regular thing that you stream? Do you mix it up? Are you specifically?
It has been lately. It has been lately. I was heavy into the BRs for a while. Like I did, when I first started streaming, it was Overwatch and PUBG. And then I was running into a lot of cheating in PUBG, some rubber banding, just overall game issues. Cause it was everything's early access now. Mm. And I hate that. Just come out with the game, have it be complete. People just need to be more, but I just got mad at that game and picked up Ring of Elysium, which is fun for a long time. Then Season 2 came out and they added bots into the live game. Not like a practice, just into the live game. and there's a leaderboard. I'm like, I'm not going to be grinding to improve my rank in a game where they have bots in there and cheating. And I was like, I give up on that. And then Apex came out, and I really love Apex, but I am trash. And no one likes watching me lose 75 games. It's just me yelling at the screen. So I kind of like, I'll probably go back to it here and there. Kind of give it up on that and going back to Overwatch. I've been playing a lot of Mortal Kombat X with Deadly there because he thought he could beat me, and I think I beat him like 26 games in a row.
Oh my gosh.
It felt pretty good. Crush everything? You're right.
He's right. So you are going to probably be doing like Mortal Kombat 11 streams when it comes out.
Playing what?
And Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I am playing that tomorrow.
This is...
7 Snaps. O'clock Pacific time.
This is... Well, Ginger, I'm just going to tell you, Ginger Snaps, this is... This is about him and the community. You know, you're just as much a part of the stream as... I love how you're getting roasted, Deadly. This is about everybody. Him. You know, you guys help make Wild, so you should feel... Fuck it. Deadly's leaving. Deadly's out. Fuck it. Oh, but...
I made Deadly a... he does live music.
Oh.
Voice of an Angel. And I just recently made him a scene, going back to me kind of just making things for my friends. More fresh. Yeah.
That's really cool. See, that's one of the things that I find collaboratively like works the best is when you can loan your skills to someone and they can loan their skills back to you and you guys like do it what is that? Like I'm not saying consensually, it's something along those lines. Mutually, there we go. It's like a mutual thing. Like everyone's like, "Hey, I can do this," and they're like, "Oh, I can do that." Like
he sings an amazing version of Doozy Shallow Throat that you'll just have to go to his stream to watch him do live. It's amazing.
I'll have to check it out. We will put that on our list. I'm just gonna add you.
You'll laugh till you fucking cry when you hear Doozy Shallow
Throat. Okay. Okay. I've got this. I've got you. I just sent you a friend request and hopefully I can look that up later so then I can just find you. Well, I can look it up. I can look it up. I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you. Anyways. So yeah, that's one of the big things that I like to talk about the most is like the technical side and the like sort of the design side. It seems like you've got a little bit of design skill there, like you said.
I have a little bit of design skill, and I have gone through about 15 overlay revamps until I've got to the one I'm at now, which I really love. Like, it started off just crap over the top of my screen, crap on the bottom of my screen, animated stuff. I got stuff on the site and just changing things here and there until I came up with very clean. I just have like a border that goes around my thing, like a line going through it. It's super crisp. I'm very minimal. I like minimal situation because like when I'm on my live scene, the focus should be on the game and me. And I don't want a bunch of other stuff cluttering that up. That, and if I die or whatever, I have like a bar scene that I go to and I'll drink and it's got like the recent followers and recent things like that. On a chalkboard on the bar, it says like daily specials, so it'll have that, and then I have like a bar menu where the chat is and stuff like that. So the bar is a little more busy, but the focus isn't on the. I'm a little bit bigger in the bar and stuff like that, so I've made that. I have a like a just chatting scene that is like a bedroom background, but everything's all green, so I fake fucking everything. Movie magic.
Well, it kind of makes sense. I mean, you know, when I first started, I used to do like the chat window and all that random stuff. And I used to actually change the aspect ratio to where it'd just be like a square, and then you'd have, you know, your webcam next to the chat window. And I just, I don't know, something about it just never made me happy. I do like the idea of, like, if you're going to be off on the side doing something, being able to... Oh, Ames the Trophy Hunter, welcome to Team Deem. Thank you so much for the follow. But I just kind of enjoy setting that up. Oh, you do?
Chef Boy RD. That's what I call myself. I'm Chef Thick Boy RD.
I saw that pop up. I saw that pop up on Twitter, and it kept confusing me. Oh, you got a holy cow! You've got a hat.
Yeah, it won't go over my my earmuffs there, but there you go.
Yeah, that's the saddest thing. I've got my bat hoodie, and it won't. I can't put it up over my headphones. I'm like, no.
Brutal.
I've got a friend. She calls herself the Queen of the Bats. So I like. I'm still waiting for the day that she pops in. I just like pop it up.
But yeah, Ames and Dink, they're over on the European side of things.
Oh, really? Do you? Yes. So
they woke up super early just to watch.
Oh, nice.
For you, what? Not me. Clearly.
What time do you normally stream at night?
7 p.m. Pacific.
Okay.
So that'd be, what, 9 your time?
Yeah, okay. So you're putting your stream a little bit on hold today, aren't you?
I don't stream on Mondays.
Oh, okay. This is just a wonky day then.
Yeah. This is your stream, and then my stream's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Well, mine's usually, I'm a morning streamer. I don't usually do nights because I don't really have the time at night. Usually I'm like asleep and stuff. But, you know, I like to do the interviews later at night because it's not really, you know, it's always like an hour long. It's just an easier thing to do. You can do like the interviews randomly at any point. And I've opened up the schedule to be able to just do it whenever it works for everybody. So that's kind of the best thing. So we've talked about, like, you've been playing a lot of like battle royales, and you're playing like Overwatch and whatnot. What do you think your niche is for gaming?
Whatever's fun, really. I mean, I'm going to be getting Warcraft 3. I was really into Starcraft 2 for a long time. So like, I like a wide array of, I really do. I play Heroes of the Storm as well, a MOBA. I know it's the cheap knockoff League of Legends. I play the games that I actually enjoy playing, not what, whatever that.
Right.
But
so
I'm definitely getting out of Mortal Kombat tomorrow.
Is that one coming out tomorrow?
Mortal Kombat 11 comes out tomorrow.
I didn't even know that. I haven't played a Mortal Kombat game since the GameCube. That's
oh really?
Yeah, it's pretty dated. I'm bad at fighting games.
I just mash buttons and hope for the best. And I was actually watching a review, and they were saying that they've made it more technical, that you won't be able to mash buttons. So now Deadly's probably gonna be able to beat me a little bit more.
Yeah, as I say, I bet Deadly's just waiting. Deadly's just over there.
He's gonna end up smoking me tomorrow. I know he is. He's been waiting for it.
Oh well, at least it'll be fun. fatalities drop
and that's
quick.
The thing, I don't mind losing. I do not mind losing. That's why I generally don't play like competitive Overwatch or anything like that, because I don't want to be mad. I play games to have fun, and these people that just play and they get all angry when they lose, like, you're playing a game. That's like the exact opposite of what games are for.
See, I play the games to be happy. I get mad when my computer like doesn't want to make me happy. That's what it. That's what I'm supposed to get mad at. The games. Also, the games are the fun part. You don't play scary games.
I played one last year for like a special Halloween thing. I told him I'd never do it again. What was it? You're walking around like a camcorder.
It's left me. That's not good.
You're like in a crazy house or something.
Yeah, it's oh man, guys, help us out here. I know what it is. I just can't remember the name. Right, Outlast. There we go.
Yeah, Outlast.
So
It's brutal.
Well, I think so. This brings up a topic because I think you're the one who actually, I'm pretty sure you reached out to me on Twitter at one point. There was something, someone had made a comment, and you, it might have been you, about like, instead of just dropping something into, just dropping your link into a chat, like those top 50 followers, I think, like follow 50 people just like you put your link in here and then follow everyone. And you were like, you're like, put value into what you're advertising. And you popped up my clip of me playing the Resident Evil 2 stream for like, I did the 30-minute demo and I screamed like a bitch. I've never screamed. And you're like, this is fucking gold. This is what you need to share all the time.
Don't just drop a link. Text is not good. They always say, pictures worth 1,000 words, video, same thing. If you give value to that link, they're going to see that 10 seconds of just pure hilarity. You're going to have a much greater time getting someone to actually click that go and follow.
Yeah, and that's been something that I've kind of like, I've kind of adopted. Like, you gave me some pretty good advice. You and I actually went back and forth one day. Oh, my brother-in-law and my sister are here, and my brother-in-law wants his damn tacos, he tells me. You're actually late. It's supposed to be 30 minutes into the stream. So my currency is tacos, guys. You earn tacos for every 30 minutes you watch me, and then you can do shit with those tacos. However, you gotta be in for the first 30 minutes. You came in at 10:30, right on the dot. I don't know if I should give you those tacos. I'll make you wait for them. I'll make you wait, and I'll make you work for them. But anyways... we were going back and forth because there was one thing where I took one of those. It's like, what was it? It was like follow, like it was the same idea, I think, where it was like just follow.
It was
the
same
thing.
Idea, but you flipped it. But I was just so used to seeing it the one way. I was
dude,
and fucking my brain snapped.
Yeah, you're like, this doesn't work, and I'm like, no, read it. Just read it. See if after you read it, if you like it, and you're like, okay, maybe. And it was still. I mean, it's okay. It didn't go anywhere. Like nobody read it. And I was like, okay, but I thought it'd be clever and like flip it around a little bit because it is one of those things where like people are constantly, between Twitter and Instagram, it's horrifying how many follow for follows are out there and like restreams.
Yeah. And I'm afraid that if I just saw like the first couple words and associated with those other posts and think maybe other well.
It's tough. And you know, you try things from time to time, but it's just, I don't know. It's brutal out there. It's a lot of, cause you have sort of your even-minded people, like you're very even-minded, but then you have all of these other people that are like follow for follow. They'll get like right in your DMs and be like, follow me, hit my links. And I'm like, just calm down. Calm down.
Follow to me legitimately means unless you're going to come and join my. If you have 10,000 followers, but three people talking to you, what's the point? I would rather have 100 followers and 100 people in chat.
What's interesting is like, so there's the Ashney Christ out there. She's kind of been on this spiel lately about the idea that like you can only maintain, there's scientific research now, you can only maintain about 100.
Dunbar's number?
Something about 150 people. You can only maintain Dunbar's 150 number. relationships at one time. And it's like, I 150 sounds pretty steep to me, even.
and
I had this discussion this morning, actually, with one of my followers where he's like, I hate those streams where you pop in and it's like 2,000 followers all in at one time, just dropping the chat. And I'm like, at that point, I don't think you're watching to have a conversation with the streamer anymore. Like,
There's a threshold. When you get to be having 40,000 people in your chat, you're not having a relationship with them.
Yeah.
It's a different playing field at that point.
So, yeah, you, Are you like on the camp of like, would you rather just maintain like a smaller amount of people and be closer to people? Ames Trophy Center says, I hate follow for follow and L for L. I don't know what L for L is. Oh, lurk for lurk. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one. So pointless from trying to build a platform. Don't even get me started on communities. Yeah, I get it. Well, it's so much nicer when you have people that come in and they want to have a conversation with you and they want to enjoy time. But like, do you see yourself ever at a day where you like, I mean, and this is like crazy optimism, but do you ever see yourself at like ninja level numbers, or would that just ruin it for you?
I don't see myself ever being that big, but I would love to be bigger. Because I do love entertaining people, and the more people I can entertain, the better. I mean, you go from, like I was saying earlier, me being wanting to be like a comedian or anything like that. You go from doing the small clubs to like Madison Square Garden. Right. But I'm not like the Rolling Stone. Just one guy. Wild Hour Ninja. Hey, thank you.
Chris is in. How do you see yourself evolving someday if you get to that point? Like, say you get past the point where you can maintain these relationships. Have you thought about that?
Not really. I do have a plan other than video games whenever I move. So I'm actually going through a divorce. So I've had to move out. I'm in an apartment right now for a 3-month lease. I don't know if I'm going to extend it or not. But once that's all finalized, I'm going to go back and buy a house. And I would like to do at least one cooking stream because I'm a kick-ass chef. Chef Thick Boy RD. But yeah, I want to cook and even probably do YouTube videos. Instructional.
Okay, what would you cook?
Everything. My favorite dish to cook right now, green chicken enchiladas. And I make the sauce from scratch.
Ooh, that sounds pretty good.
They are amazing. Things in some pot, I don't have an Instant Pot.
Things in it. Oh, yeah. My brother-in-law is a huge Instant Pot fan. Like how big is that? Drop that in the chat. How big is your Instant Pot? Like they bought my mom a ridiculous one.
I'm very huge on lewd humor. Well,
oh yeah.
I've never used an Instant Pot, so I would have to get one and learn how to use it. I'm sure you just set it and forget it, right?
It's one of those things where it's more like you said it, but it does everything a ton faster.
Right. Yeah. Kind of like a pressure cooker.
They bought one for my parents' house. Just so you know, my sister is actually in Korea right now. Her and her husband are in Korea. So this is morning for them. But they bought one when they were back at my parents' house, and it like had Bluetooth and everything. It was insane, but this thing was huge, but it makes everything just cook faster.
I have a sous vide, which is the exact opposite. It takes about 2 to 3 hours to cook a steak.
Oh man. I bet that's a good steak though.
Oh my God. So you put it like you season the steak and you put it in a bag and you like air seal it. Right. And it's got like rosemary and salt and pepper, garlic. And you, I don't know. It's like a storage where it sucks all the air out of the bag. Right. And then you put it in a big tub of water, and it has this device that goes inside that they tooth and everything. And you set it to like 130 degrees. And you just let it sit in there for 2 hours, and it has circulating water to where it cooks the meat perfectly through. And no matter what the thickness is, it'll never go beyond that degrees on the internal temperature. Then you take it out and just give it a quick sear with a torch or a cast iron skillet, and you're good to go.
That's amazing.
But it's so moist.
It's moist. So how did you... Okay, the other day, let's... A little technical-wise, I came in the stream and you were purple.
Yeah.
What is that just simply like a color correction? Yeah. What are you? Yeah, you're just doing color corrections. Is that something that like you let your viewers like pick the next color? Because I think I came in and you were like blue a little later or something like that. Like you changed
colors. I've only did it that one stream. So the stream that you actually popped into, I saw you in the viewer list. I knew you were there, but Dink hated it. She absolutely hates it. But yeah, I was just I started with like blue or something. And I said, okay, you know, after we'd win or lose a game or whatever, I'd say, okay, next color, and green, orange or whatever. Orange doesn't really. I'm not Trump orange, but skin color is kind of orange.
I get you.
But yeah, I was just kind of did it for that one stream, and I think when people are scrolling through the Twitch page, you need something that's going to catch their eye, that still. So you're scrolling through these people, and all of a sudden you see someone that's, their skin's purple. Like, what the hell is he doing? Like a body painting stream? What's going on? And they're going to click into that.
That is pretty genius. Did you see that? Like, did you see some random people?
I was actually messing with my green screen, and I saw the color correction. I was like, oh, let's fuck with this and see what happens.
I mean, but did you see like more people come in that during that stream? Like, did you have a few more people that's like, hey, why are you purple?
I don't know. I don't remember. That was shit memory.
Been one or two. This is a little while ago. That was like, what? Was that Friday, maybe? I don't even know.
It might have been Thursday. I don't normally stream on Fridays, but
okay.
I live here now. That's... and I don't have my kids. I've been doing extra streams here and there.
Okay. So, yeah. I was kind of wondering about that because like, I popped in and I'm like, I love seeing when someone does something different. The last interview, DJ Lark did like a beach stream, and then I get to see you doing like, I'm purple now, and I'm like, this is so fun. Like,
I felt like an extra on Guardians of the Galaxy.
So there you go.
That was part of something bigger.
You're just like a background character in Star Trek. Just the purple guy.
Smoker for cooking stream? I need to buy a smoker. But yes, I would love to smoke a big bastard.
What would you do in the meantime, like while you're actually smoking?
I think something like that would probably be one of the YouTube videos that I was talking about. Something that takes a super long time, I would just probably make a YouTube, cut out the BS and have that a shorter watchable episode.
I feel like you should.
And
you
we're
should.
Back 18 hours later.
You could do like an 18-hour stream. So like you start smoking and then you go and you game for a while and then you come back to finish the smoke and like, you know, churn it.
A week or two ago, I did a 7-hour stream and I don't even know how people make the 12. There's no way. I am old.
There are people.
I'm older than I look, and 7 hours is pushing. My ass can't take it too much.
Like Harris Heller does like 24-hour streams like regularly now. And I'm like, how do you keep it up? He's my age. We're 30. Yeah. Him and I are both 30. So he turned 30 in September and I turned 30, last month or in October.
I'm creeping up to 40.
Yeah.
And I'm out of shape. So
you're out
and of I have kids.
Well, there you go. That's that is the final, like I've always heard that as like the nail in the coffin of how energy, kills the energy levels. Like I got kids.
Yeah. We're out of shape. Yeah, I'm 37 and I have kids, and I partied way too hard in my 20s and 30s. So I'm just like forever tired.
You're just forever tired.
Forever tired.
Well, that should help, though. That'll give you the edge. Like, I'm already tired. Like, that's like, you'll come out like Bruce Banner at the end of Avengers. That's my secret, Tony.
I was actually I wanted to be very, very productive yesterday, and I came home. My fat ass had some Taco Bell. And I was like, all right, I'm going to make a raid scene because everyone I see has these awesome raid scenes and I want two kids. I want to show like the person that's raiding me that like I really appreciate him instead of going, thanks for the raid. Now back to the game. You know, I see all these people doing like music or they fucking dance or whatever. I want to do something special. So I was like, I'm gonna come up with something, but maybe I'll just lay in my bed. So I laid it over there and I was like listening to music at like 6 p.m. and ceiling fan was kicking. I was like, oh, it's a little cold. So I got under the covers. And I was like, and then I woke up at 10:45. I was like, where'd the fucking day go? Now I'm wide awake. And I'm just thankful that I had game overs. He was streaming. And I was like, oh, knocked right out. It only took an hour watching his stream to make me so tired.
Oh, no.
I just wish he was here to hear that. I like talking. We throw shit on each other all the
time. I think that's
just a joke, and he would.
I mean, just evaluating it a little bit. Like, I think between just being like a little more adult and then being able to just talk shit to each other, I think I think that's part of your niche and like the value of your community. It just seems like.
I've had a lot of like, I'm in Snap groups with like buddies I went to high school with, and they'll just like shit all over me. And they're like, are you even friends if you don't talk shit on each other? And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I mean, that's how, like, I work at a restaurant. And that's like, that's what you do in the kitchen is you talk shit to each other. You know,
yeah,
exactly. I have a friend. He did MMA for like 3 matches.
So did Ames. I think he did it for like about 8 seconds though.
Yeah.
Not to confirm on the time there.
Well, that was the thing. He did 1 match that he won. He did a second match that I think he lost, but like just by a little bit. And then the third, he says he doesn't even remember. It was his dick.
How many seconds was it, Ames?
My buddy says he doesn't even remember the third. Like, it was just gone. Like, he was just like, I blacked out. It was that guy whooped him. But they put him like way above his grade. Like, the guy that he got put in was like the title for that night or something. And he got bumped into it somehow.
10. Oh my god.
Sex life 10.
Jeez.
Oh dear. 10 seconds? Nah. Is that what you're talking about? Your sex life's 10 seconds?
Yo, man. Giggity.
That's sad. My sister just says that's sad. Yeah, my sister, so she's got 5 kids. So she's putting in the effort. Yeah, she says she's about a year younger than you, which makes sense. But
how many kids? 5?
Yeah, she's got 5.
Oh, there's no. After 2, I went and had them like soldering up or whatever they got to do to the tubes, man. I spray freely now. I ain't gonna worry about it.
There you go. There you go.
It's way too many shitty diapers for you. Oh my god.
Well, I think, yeah, about that time, I mean, they're pros. I think about the third kid, they were like, they could change a diaper like with their eyes closed.
Oh, you could do it easily, but it sucks, dude. There has been times where I go to change a diaper and I'm like, oh, this is the worst shit I have ever fucking smelled.
Oh, man.
I almost killed my first daughter. I was changing her for like the third time. And for whatever reason, she was aimed at me, and I put the diaper on her, and shit onto my chest, and I'm holding her legs, and I about threw her just out of like a knee-jerk reaction, almost threw her off the bed.
Oh, man. Oh.
And I had to like reach over and save her from falling off. Oh, it was brutal.
I mean, the one thing I've learned from their kids is that kids are like little Terminators. They're built from rubber. Like, I watched my niece take the weight of her 2 brothers, my nephews, who were like probably 7 and 9. Mm-hmm. Took the weight of them. They were swinging on a swing together. Like, this was one of those ones you push your legs, your legs cross, and then you push back and forth. And they're swinging on this thing, and she took the corner to the face. And she was like a year and a half, 2 years old, just starting to walk. And she's got blood all over her mouth. She's crying. And then I did something. I made some sort of like joke or tickled her or something. And she just starts laughing at me. She's got bloody mouth. She's just laughing at me like a demon. And I'm like, these kids are rubber. Like and then I looked it up, and like biology wise, they have like their bones are actually more rubbery. So they can take it
like
bounce. That.
They bounce. For sure.
They bounce. It's nuts.
Being a man and having children is like always being on an episode of The Jackass. You never know when you're going to get hit right in the dick. Come around a corner, fucking headbutt. Like, why? They're always coming up with new ways. They're just going to jump off like the bar, fucking 2 feet out. Just Catch me! Why are you kicking me?
That's amazing. Oh my gosh.
So yeah, it's living in a jackhouse.
I get you. Yeah. She's had one kid break my dad's nose like 5 times. My dad literally, he went through surgery to get his nose like fixed because he snores so bad, like a reconstructive surgery. And they told him like, this is the last time, like you have no more cartilage to rebuild your nose. And then my nephew immediately broke his nose after that, like immediately. It was amazing.
Yeah, I'll like look over them to fix something. And then, oh, that's the time to jump up. I'm like, God, would you stop? Why are you trying to kill me?
It is the lamest way my dad's broken his nose, though. He's got like hundreds of stories of how he like broke his nose. I mean, and he still has a nose. It's not like he's Michael Jackson or anything. Like, I mean, he's still got a full nose, but
he's not Skeletor.
Yeah, he's not Skeletor. Like, he has a nose, but they just said they can't build it up. Like, they can't like add structure anymore because it's just like there's no more cartilage. It's done.
They can probably print one now, right?
Did you do top 5 games? We normally don't ask the top 5 games for streamers. If you feel like you can do top 5 games, but
ever?
Yeah, I've got. So I'll tell you mine real quick. I'll let you think, and I'll tell you mine. So mine is Borderlands 2. I absolutely love Borderlands 2. The story is fantastic. I love the fact that they. Well, he's a gamer, yeah. Okay, Nate. I love the story. I love how they incorporated the main characters, the playable characters from the first game, and made them story characters in the second game. And I hope that they do that for the third game, which they've alluded to the idea. And then Bioshock 1 and Infinite, the stories blew my mind. That was nice. I really liked having a game that could shock me like I was watching an episode of Lost or something. Zelda in general, I grew up on Zelda. Skyrim/Fallout, I just really enjoy the gameplay and how it always surprises you. And then my new one is Red Dead Redemption 2, because there's so much crap you can do in that game, and I'm a big single player guy. That's the thing, like I don't get to play too much multiplayer because I'm terrible. Like,
I used to really like single player games until I started streaming. I still like them, but I'll play them off stream, because I get too focused on the story and chat just goes away and I just become an asshole just playing a game. So I was like, I'll just do that off.
It's a little difficult, yeah. That's why I like them more open world, is because then you can do a little bit of story and everyone can kind of focus together, but then you can go off and do something weird and wild off in the side. Like Red Dead is the perfect, because there's always something in every nook and cranny, and I have a lot of hilarious clips from Red Dead. Like, it just... there's so much random crap that just happens in that game.
For me, in no particular order, probably Shining Force 2 on the Sega Genesis. Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 in the arcade. Really good. Zelda 3. Is it Link to the Past? Was it?
Oh, yeah. That would technically be 3, I think. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You broke it.
I don't know, man. I really liked SimCity 2000. I didn't like SimCity 4. I thought that was crap.
Oh my gosh.
2000 was... X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. Back on the floppies. Really good games. I told you I'm old.
I know. Well, you're speaking my language. That's the funny part is, you know, like SimCity 2000 was one of the first games I ever owned. And I, like, one of the best things was building up a city and then sicking a tornado on it, just destroying it. Like, once you got the city built up, you're like, yeah, I'm just going to do natural disasters. They're fine.
Yeah. there's just so many good, like, Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo games. Like, the Super Star Wars games, those are very good. Mario... Super Mario World was really good.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I could just go on for days about...
Gym. Oh, yeah. So they're talking about doing a Sega Genesis Mini, and I guess Earthworm Jim is going to pop up on there, and I'm like, that alone is worth it for me. Like, I don't even care. Hooking an HDMI cable with my Sega up and being able to play Earthworm Jim That's all
I Yeah, I actually bought for the Switch the Sega Genesis bundle as pretty good.
It does have more. Earthworm Jim on it.
I don't recall what. I don't think Earthworm Jim. Oh, I think okay. Toe Jam and Earl's on it though.
They've got a new that one's going to be on the mini too, but they've got a new Toe Jam, I guess, out.
Heard.
Yeah, I haven't even tried. Okay, so question to you both: why did you streaming? What motivates you both to keep going? Well, so we talked about at the beginning why you jumped into streaming. You wanted to do sort of entertainment, right?
Yeah.
Right. Mine was actually very similar. Like, I kind of relate to that because my original life plan was to go to Chicago and be a stand-up comedian. And then I always alter that story, go to Chicago and become homeless. And I'm not introverted, which is, this is interesting how it loops back. Cause my question of the day today on my stream was, you know, do you find yourself introverted or extroverted? I'm very extroverted. Performance wise, it's interesting because you say like, you don't want those eyes staring back into you, but the way that lights work, all you see is shadows. Like, you can't see a face, actually. It's really, no, really hard.
I'm nervous doing this.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I'm introverted, I'm shy, and, like, you know, say, so I keep saying dumb shit.
Hey, that's fine. But I love, I absolutely, I mean, that's the point of the podcast, is just to be able to have a fun conversation, and be able to just sort of relax. But the like, whenever it comes to, like, you know, what I love about Twitch is this idea that it's like, it's a constant problem to fix. Right now, my biggest thing I'm working on is getting my, getting a retro console to stream on one of my old capture cards. For some reason, the audio is not working. Because like, we got a guy named Nick who came in today. We actually played, he played and beat Ninja Gaiden on my Switch. The original? Yeah, the original. Okay. Like, he played and beat it, but he's got a whole bunch of old consoles and a whole bunch of old games and hard ones that he wants to bring in and play. Like, the original Ninja Turtles, he wants to come in and play that one. But I can't get this capture card to work, and it's my obsession. But that's what I love about it, is because once you fix it, there's no other feeling better than being able to do that and then watch it happen. And then on top of that, you're performing, you're conversing with people, you're still playing. Like, video games are such a small part of streaming to me. I don't know why. That's my answer. But
that would be another thing I'd like to do, because I actually built a game cabinet. Like, it's a 4-player full-on arcade machine that I built from scratch. And I love having people over drinking and playing, like, The Simpsons 4-player, X-Men 4-player, Ninja Turtles 4-player. And just getting a whole group of people together and playing those type of games. And I would love to, like, live stream us playing my arcade. It's got about 16,000 games on.
See, wouldn't it be cool to have, like, a webcam screwed into, like, the top of the cabinet to be able to, like, look down at you guys as you're playing and then be able to record it and send it out? Like,
yeah, exactly. I had planned on having multiple cameras. Like, maybe one behind us over the shoulder, and then one capturing the game, and then one above, like, the marquee.
That's a fun idea. Like, that I'm interested in. I've always thought about it. I'm just like, I'm not ambitious enough. I've always wanted to build one of those cabinets too. Like, I thought those would actually be, like, really lucrative if you did, like, a barcade or something. You could get, like, 9 of those cabinets, put them out for free, and then just make people pay for alcohol. You're good to go.
Like, except for you kind of technically have to own.
Yeah, that is in a professional setting. The trick there. But I've been to a few barcades, and they never have those, which is probably why. But so I guess we're getting close to wrapping up the stream here, but the last question that I didn't quite get to ask you is, like, what kind of advice would you have for people who are, like, aspiring to stream from your perspective?
Always be talking. Always be talking, whether there's people in there or not. Just learn how to monologue. If there's no one in stream watching, comment on what's going on. Okay, I'm going to go over to the point. I'm going to go get this treasure chest. Then we're going to go do this. Regardless if there's anyone there or not, just explain what you're doing. And because there could be people watching, and then they're like, oh, no, no, no. oh crap, there's people here watching. That's great. You know, just learn a monologue or play with friends, play multiplayer games with friends. And then you have that conversation going all the time. Also, networking is very important. I change the way I network all the time till I find something that's going to work for me. Cause I don't think there is any cut and paste way of, like recently I've stopped doing live announcements on Twitter. I don't fill up my feed with that anymore. I don't know if it's working or not. I haven't seen my numbers go down. So I'm confident that doing my live tweets weren't doing anything in the So now if you go to my Twitter page, you can scroll through there and see just other content. You know what I mean? I find that live tweets are a commercial when I could be giving them the show, a different show than my Twitter show. I can give them some kind of content or something that's worth something to them on Twitter instead of just, here's a crappy commercial. Cause I haven't had a radio, cause I used to have a Dodge Charger. I don't have that anymore right now. And I would play my Google Music. I haven't had a commercial in 5 years. And now I'm back in this other car that doesn't have Bluetooth, that doesn't have an auxiliary port. And I am realizing how much I hate commercials. And I find that going live tweets are commercials. I'm not saying they're bad. They work for you. Awesome. But for me, I was like, oh man, I don't want to just be, you go to your someone's stream going live. Oh, what did he post yesterday? Going live. What did he post for that? Going live. Like, oh, just an ongoing going live feed. So if you give some value to your feed on Twitter, people are more likely to go to your.
That makes sense. What kind of, well, hey, that was the whole point. We like the rants. Those are good. Those are good for us. What kind of,
it was right before they changed the newer body styles. So what, 2013?
2015 Dodge Charger. Chris was asking, 2013 you said?
Yeah.
Chris was asking what year the Charger was. So if, where's my brain going? Oh yeah. So what do you like to put on for Twitter? Like, what do you like to tweet content wise?
I tried to do a bunch of different things. Lately, I've just been jokes, talking shit mainly. I stubbed my dick on the top coffee table. Someone's going to get a laugh like, hey, this guy's funny, man. I'll go watch his stream. Or I try to, dumb shit.
Dumb shit.
Or I will try to offer advice. And it's different kind of advice. I'm not like, hey, if you post your link, you know how I am about this. If you post your link, I'll fucking follow you back. I think if you're helping somebody by asking them to do something, it's wrong. You should not be asking the person you're helping to do something. That's my opinion. I think if you're helping somebody, you're helping them and you're not wanting anything in return. I don't want you to do this and this and this, and then I'll follow you. Pass by daddy wild. So yeah, I just kind of put things out there that I've seen work for me or things that I see that maybe I know don't work. And I try to like let people know my feelings on things, and they can take it or leave it.
I get that. I feel that. That's the one thing, like probably my biggest
see? Go to my stream. Stub my dick all the time.
I see. Well, I think I remember reading that actually the other day. that's my biggest weakness, I would say, is probably Twitter. Like I was going at it pretty good for a little while, and then I was like, I'm tired. My Twitter strategy is just put memes in appropriate places. which I found out. So I was really tired one day, apparently. And I put up one of those, is it GIF or JIF? What would you call it? GIF or JIF?
I call it GIF. I know the real way to say it is JIF, but fuck you. That's peanut butter.
So I put a GIF up the other day. And I looked at the, and I must've been really tired because I looked at the comment, and like, it was the worst reply to that comment. Like, I don't know why. And people, the thing that grossed me out was people actually liked it. And I was like, oh no.
Like, oh, another word of advice. Don't like porn tweets on Twitter. Because everyone sees that shit.
Well, I mean, I think if you've already gotten banned from Twitter or from Twitch for everybody seeing that shit, I don't think it matters anymore.
Like, but I don't think anyone saw it.
There's like, you go to your clips page and there's like 30 clips. You're like, oh god.
Oh no, they deleted the whole VOD. They took care of all that.
Oh good, good. They made it just disappear like it never happened.
Yeah, there exactly.
There you go. Well, guys, I think we're winding down to the end of the podcast. I just want to drop a big thank you to everyone who popped in, anyone who has followed. I hope you guys are doing great. We're gonna be we haven't found our next interview for next week yet. I've got a few names that I'm gonna kind of hit up this week. But thank you guys so much for dropping in. Wild One, thank you very much. Do you have anything exactly. You wanted to say to everybody?
Everyone from my community, I really appreciate you guys coming out and supporting this tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
Oh yeah, well thank you guys so much. Thank you, Wild One. I'm like just terribly impressed. This was a really fun interview. This was fun. There's nothing to be nervous about. It was just shooting the shit. Guys, thank you again so much for the follow. So we're gonna be. Just so you know, we're going to be streaming so Wednesday. We're going to start at 9 a.m. again. About noon, we're going to start at 9 a.m. Central. And about noon, we're going to start a writing podcast. We're going to be starting writing a comic book that I have dubbed the X-Men Vampire Project. So we're going to be working on that. And then Friday, my dad's going to come in and we're going to play Wolfenstein The New Order. I'm going to play with my dad and see how it goes. My dad...
Great game.
Yeah, he hasn't had access to a controller, and he's a big fan of the original Wolfensteins. So that's going to be... Thank you so much for the follow. The name was so tiny. Oh, Dink. Thank you. Thank you for the follow.
Yeah. I'm the fuckface, not you. I don't think. But okay. I know I'm the fuckface.
I'll take it any which way. I'm fine with it. But and then on the following Monday, we're actually going to kick up. We're going to be playing some more retro gaming. It's either going to be Ghosts and Goblins, or if I can get some consoles going, we might be able to play Ninja Turtles next week. So thank you guys so much for following. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you guys have a great day, and I'll see you next time.